old dads, but we're really just two old dads, and we're really just two girl dads.
Uh-huh.
Going through it together.
Hey, what's up, dude? Oh my gosh.
Even then.
What?
Laugh even then, you know? I love it. I love laughing after that song. I don't know why, but it just comes natural.
Yeah, every single time, man. What? Dude, what's up, everybody? It's been a couple weeks, and for good reason. Gia Elizabeth Melillo has made her appearance into the world, folks.
She's in the house. I love it.
Literally, she's in the house. She's down downstairs with Carrie.
Right? I love it. Oh, man. She's just a beauty.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Patrick has been able to meet Gia in the last couple of weeks. It's been Christmas, so we took a break on Christmas, you know, on Christmas. It's been, you know, you came over the 23rd.
Okay.
But Gia was born at 8:40 at night on December 18th, just shy of 4 hours before her actual due date. So that was pretty cool.
Congratulations, Dad. Well done.
Thank you, Patrick.
New old dad, you.
I know. I feel it. I feel like I'm old, but I feel like I'm new. And it's great.
Me too. That's exactly how I feel. I'm excited for you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, and it was kind of crazy. So first off, thanks for the advice. Pillow, blanket, key. Was living there in the hospital for like 3 days. So
cool.
Really, really good. The whole experience was epically great. All of it. The whole
epically
experience.
Great.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it was so pleasant. And I even mean the actual birth was actually not as bad as you would think. And really, you're in the moment, right? It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing to watch. And truthfully, I watched. And I was not. Actually, everything that happened to my wife, around my wife, didn't make me pass out or feel gross or it was just kind of like, yeah, this is life, right? This is all everything we have to do. So
I can relate to that.
But thank you for the advice, Patrick.
You're welcome. I'm happy to help.
Yeah. And then you're a good couple of weeks in here. Violet's already a month old.
Yes. Yeah. So basically 4 weeks last Friday, if I'm not mistaken, 5 weeks is coming. Anyway. Yeah. She's, it's amazing to see. We brought the babies together a couple times now, and it's amazing to see the difference in size.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, the two of them just in such a short amount of time. In other words, Violet has grown that much. I mean, she's grown 2 inches, and she's put on basically a pound and a half or something like that in the last
2 inches. Just
2 weeks. Yeah. Oop, 2 inches. And to see her compared to Gia is because she was Gia's size.
Yeah. Gia is 7 pounds, 3.5 ounces as of today's doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
But she was 7 pounds, 3.3 ounces out of the womb.
Yeah.
Lost bigger. A couple of pounds, sure. Or a couple of ounces to 6 pounds, 10 ounces. So it was like less than 10%. So no need to worry. And then she made it back and she's already back to it. And we're less than 2 weeks away, you know, her two week birthday is on Friday.
Amazing growth spurt.
Crazy.
Amazing growth spurt. Yeah. It was trippy to see him, but side by side, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh. It was awesome. We got some pictures.
It was
too.
So cool. And you know, the one thing I will pass along to, Doug, is how much hair that little girl has. Oh my gosh.
Gia has a full head of dark.
Yeah, and I have my hair. Comparison, you know, which is she doesn't have near the hair.
Yeah, I know.
That Gia
Violet
does.
Doesn't have very much hair.
No, it doesn't have near the hair. But I feel as if Gia has a lot of hair, like more than average, but I don't really know, I guess.
Yeah, she does. She has a full head of hair. It's funny because I came out of the womb with a full head of hair, but today we found a picture of my wife when she was a baby. She had a full head of hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It was, so it could be just the two of us combining our powers, my follicle powers.
Follicle. I got to think that she has more than the average baby.
Yeah, that's more. She's a little bit more than the average bear. A little bit more hair.
A little bit more hair.
So yeah, and it was really funny because speaking of, we were watching. I was watching Gia come out, mm-hmm. and I'm going to tell the birth story in full here mm-hmm. because it was an
Please.
Incredible experience.
Yes.
And at that moment, we just saw hair coming out, and we're like, "Oh my God, she's got a ton of hair." Like we're like, oh man. And I was like that, and then they put the camera because you know they can have a you have the option to have a, you know, 42-inch flat screen view of
okay
my wife's you yeah. know birthing area.
We had a mirror and that was it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, mirror works.
Hey, I like
ours.
I like
was that. Zoomed yeah. in HDMI 1080p.
Gotcha. Oh boy.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's
okay.
A bit much.
So Mr. Patrick.
Yes.
I worked all the way up until 4 hours before we had to be at the hospital. The hospital's 5 minute drive away.
Mm-hmm.
So we show up 4 o'clock. I was frantically packing and making sure everything was taken care of. And Donna, Devin's, Gia's Nana, Carrie's mom, watched Devin as we went to the hospital. So 4 o'clock, we roll in the hospital. They're like, hey, we're here to check in for the, you know, for the induction. And they're like, great. They gave us everything we need. And they're like, you know what? Your chart, it's not showing up, but just go in the back. It's okay. We know your room. It's this room. Just go and get settled in and we'll help you out. So right away, immediately, instead of like waiting for the chart thing to be figured out and like have a sit there, they just were like, go ahead, go back there. And
go ahead.
It was fine. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Get back there.
Go ahead.
And the first move was at 6:30 at night. The doctor came in, and Carrie was 1 centimeter dilated, and they inserted a balloon into her cervix.
Mm.
And what that does is it opens her cervix naturally, contractions would normally.
I see.
Over time, and it just basically stretches her out.
Okay.
It made me very upset. It was the one time I cried.
Oh.
Before Gia was born, was because it really hurt Carrie. And I could see in her eyes how much it hurt her because it hurt really, really bad. And I just gave me tears. I was obviously really, really just like, ugh, like, right? And then, so who cares about me, though? She was like, fine, incredible. Mm.
Can I ask a question?
Please go.
Did the balloon have something to do with the fact that it was her second baby?
Good question. My assumption is no.
I see.
That this is something that some doctors choose to do it this way, and they like it better this way. It's more natural,
okay.
right? It's kind of like less drugs, stuff like that. Other ways would be more Pitocin and just waiting for the cervix to open up, but that can be a long time, and that would be a higher risk for Carrie from what I remember.
Got it.
So, having Pitocin, a lot of Pitocin quickly can cause problems for someone trying to have a VBAC, which is what we've talked about.
Yep.
But no, good question. So we had to wait 12 hours. So the goal was at the end of the 12 hours that Carrie would be 5 centimeters dilated and that the balloon would just come out. And you wouldn't have to like tug on it that hard. Well, sure enough, it came right out. And we're like, oh, this is great. The nurse and the doctors were like, okay, you're 5 centimeters. You're kind of like effaced. You're like 75% effaced. This is 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, we're having this baby by noon. This thing's over. Count the chickens.
It's over. It's all over but the waiting.
Yeah, here it is. We're waiting. That's it. We're done.
That's funny.
So, so sure enough, 8:07 comes by. Eight comes by. Oh, and by this time they put the Pitocin in Carrie. So she's starting to get cc's of Pitocin. It started real small, like 5, 6, 7 cc's every half hour.
Mm.
And then every hour the nurse would come in and bump her up a little bit. And then Dr. Randolph, her doctor, came in on Thursday and was like, okay, you're doing great. This is great. You know, it was all good. Like everything's working out. And then just upped her. So by like noon, 1 o'clock, Carrie's having major contractions and we're watching on the monitor. Heartbeat is great. You know, all things are good in terms of the health of the baby and the health of Carrie. And Carrie's like, I need the epidural. Like she was like, this is it. We tried playing video games, watching movies. It was great. Christmas time's a great time to have a baby because everybody's in a great mood. There's great, great movies on television. You could sit there all day. We played. Mm-hmm. I played video games. Carrie and I played Mario Party. And
Mario
then
Party.
Midway, in between a mini game, she's like, "Ooh, this is really bad. This is a big contraction."
Yeah.
So they made me leave the room. Did they make you leave the room for the epidural?
No, man. The anesthesiologist came in, really nice guy, and reminded me of a really good friend of mine who's an anesthesiologist in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, named Tim Butch Farley. Butch. Anyhow, they were like identical in demeanor and what have you. Anyhow, so when he came in and, you know, started prepping his stuff, he just kind of maneuvered me and said, "Hey, I want you to go over here. I want you to go stand right over there." And so he put me right where he wanted me to be, which was in the room.
Just not in plain sight of the
I couldn't see. He put her over on her side to do what he needed to do. So I couldn't see. You know, he was working on her back, right? And she was on her side. And I was in the front of her, so to speak. So I couldn't see at all what he was doing. Nothing. I mean, I could see he was down there doing his thing.
Yeah. But you were blocked by Angie's body. Got it.
Correct. You got it.
I left. Yeah. They made me leave the room.
That surprises me, man.
And I was like, it's all right. I took a walk. It's good. Made a phone call. Came back. By the time it was over, and Carrie's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Are you okay?" She's like, "Yeah, it was fine." I was like, "Okay." It's like
are you in pain? No.
Every step of the way, other than that first balloon incident, Carrie's like, "Yeah, it's okay." Like she had major pain for the contractions, but it wasn't that bad. And she was having pretty big contractions. She's like, "Ugh, just feels like cramping, right?" Like, "Ugh." And I'm like, "Oh gosh, this is crazy."
Yikes.
So anyway, epidural's in, 3 o'clock rolls around. I'm like, "God, kid, where you at?" Like, so 7:30 rolls around and they're like, "We're going to do a last check here because we think you're ready." They've been checking her. And she was almost 10 centimeters dilated. She was 100% effaced and Gia was in position.
Holy
and they're like,
cow.
"Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to let you, it's called labor down. We're going to labor you down for another half hour. And by 8 o'clock, right around that time, we'll come back in and we'll get you going." I'm like, "Okay." So she sat up in an upright position, her legs kind of crossed and like underneath her, not like in a Indian style, but more like just feet to heel to toe, both sides in like a triangle. And she's just sitting there and she didn't feel anything because she's epidural and, you know, she's been laboring for like 8 hours at this point or 7 hours. And sure enough, here we go. They come back in. I'm like, "Okay." At this point, I had already set up the camera and I have the entire video, folks. The entire video.
The entire
video. On a tripod. Basically, it was the tray that you could lift that just lifted it really high and put the camera on it and did an angle where Carrie's legs were straight across. So you couldn't see, like, you just saw the doctor basically in catcher mode. And Carrie's legs up, and then the big bright light was shining in that area. So the camera wasn't even picking up like the blood and everything that was going on.
I see.
But you could see me and you could see Carrie, and I was like right over her and I was like watching. So great angle, very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, Carrie did like a practice push with the nurses, and like Gia's head started coming out. And they're like, "Okay. We gotta go get the doctor. We'll be right back." And we're like, "Okay." So they left. I started the recording. Dr. Randolph came in. She's awesome. She's super quiet and like just kind of like very professional and young. Mm-hmm. She's like awesome.
Cool.
And they're like, "Here we go. On your contractions, you're gonna push for 10 seconds. Hold your breath. Take a deep breath in and do it again for 10. And we'll do it 3 times during your contraction." Kara's like, "Got it. Let's do it." She didn't say that, but she was like, "Okay.
This is the way I like it."
And then she goes, you can hear her, and I'll play the audio, just like 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, push, 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 push. 1, 2, 3. We got through one contraction. We did it again a third time, and then I went around to look, and basically Gia's head was out. The camera was showing it.
Heavy duty.
And then the 7th push, Gia was born.
Wow.
And we're like, "Oh my God,
man!"
And
talk
she
about
cried.
Wow.
And then Carrie, and Gia cried, and Joe cried, and so did Carrie. And we all just like, we were in shock. We were just like, "Oh my God, she's here! There she is!" and she went right on Carrie's chest. She was a little bloody. They had to get some amniotic fluid out of her little throat and lungs. Mm-hmm. Coughed up a little bit, but Carrie had a slight tear. We've talked about this sometimes. It had a 2 out of 4, so it was slight.
Yeah, I think that's what Angie had too. Was a 2.
Yeah, it sounds like. Yeah, I remember you said that. But how is she doing with those stitches now? Like a month later,
seems to be coming along nicely.
Feeling a lot better.
No real. You know, actually, no news is good news, right, man? I really haven't heard a whole lot about it for quite some time. So I think she had, you know, she was like, she was really itchy for a while.
Yeah, that's where we're healing at right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but aside from that, it's been no news is good news.
Yeah. So long, it was a long night. We were there Thursday night. We'd woke up with the balloon at 6 a.m. on Friday. Thinking game over, noon, this baby's going to be here, 8:40 at night, 7 pounds, 3.3 ounces, crying, full head of black hair, blue eyes, little, another Melillo. The last Melillo who was born into this world was Ty Joseph Melillo, who's my cousin. He's the youngest cousin. He's 26 years old. That was the last Melillo.
That's pretty wild.
Born into this world. Yeah. You know, obviously my other cousins, the Fowlers and stuff like that they count too, but true blood Melillo last name kind of deal.
Yeah.
It's Gia.
That's great, dude.
Devin was super excited. We FaceTimed with him right away. Mm-hmm. And then we tried feeding her right away. Did you guys try feeding Violet in the hospital like right after birth? Or
so real quick, as far as Devin was concerned, he was he was sitting, he was waiting, knowing you were maybe texting him saying, hey, it's getting close.
So at 6 o'clock, a couple hours earlier, him and Nana came to the parking lot and waved from the parking lot. And we saw them out the window.
How awesome is that?
And they were, yeah. And I forgot to tell you, we hung lights and we had the diffuser or the, you know, essential oils going with music. Mm-hmm. So you hear music in the background.
Cool.
When I play the video. And it was just like kind of similar to what you said. It was very cool vibes, right? Mm-hmm. Very cool vibes for our little.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you had a very positive experience, man. Sounds like a wonderful experience.
It was really cool. And Devin was really, really excited. He was standing by because he knew. And we were texting all our family.
Okay.
And you know when it says, like, you know, put the phone down? Like, that's what happened to me. Like, I had to put the phone down because everybody was asking, like, when is it happening? When is it happening? Is she here yet? And it's like, no, I'll text you.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'll text you a photo. Boom.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants is that photo, that first shot. Yeah. You know, so, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Did you guys start breastfeeding right away?
In
the hospital?
Yeah. I mean, I remember her practicing with a nurse. And so, yeah, I'd say right away. I'm not sure. Yeah. It worked out. It worked out right away in the hospital. Definitely.
Cool. Yeah. Carrie did it in the delivery room. Like right after.
Yeah, right? It was.
Gia did not want to latch, dude.
Huh.
In the beginning, she really couldn't get it. Right. It was just like she just wasn't getting it. It was funny. Uh-huh. It was like we're like, oh my gosh! And it took about 7 feedings, so over a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
Of Gia's like first day, she wasn't really eating via a latch. She was eating. We were excreting, I guess. I don't know. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. You know, Carrie was pushing it out, the colostrum, yeah, right, and putting it in a spoon, and we were sucking it up into a syringe, a plastic one, and she would suck on my finger, and I was syringe feeding Gia for like the first 7 feedings of her life.
Huh.
Because she wasn't latching, and you know, Carrie was tired, so I didn't mind doing it. Plus, I thought it was cool. Like I was like,
yeah, my little baby. Kidding me? Like, yeah. That's so awesome. What a great visual. But yeah, that's she did Violet didn't have any issue latching at all. She latched immediately. But yeah, I can see Daddy Melillo in there doing some feeding that way. That's awesome, man.
And then I don't know about you, but the next 2 days of just Devin was taken care of. It was a couple of days before Christmas. It was a Saturday. We're just one of the most special moments of my life with my wife.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was just like I realized why I married her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
in tenfold. So she's an amazing woman. I'm so proud of her. I couldn't believe she did it. And then I gave her her push gifts.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice. What were they?
Two rings.
Uh-huh.
One was a ring with the sapphire stones in it. So yep. The December baby stones.
Yep.
And diamonds on the other side. And then the other one was kind of like diamond, like two different, like there, it's one ring, but it looks like two if you put it on. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. She picked them out. She wanted them. Got them for her.
Nice.
$1,000. $1,000.
A grr.
$1,000.
Did you get any pole presents, if I may?
No. And okay. And that's by design. I don't.
It is.
I don't, yeah, I don't need a pole. Okay. You could call the Oculus one, but.
Yeah. Well, for sure. Yeah, that was my pole present. I don't know where.
Yeah, I mean it's cool.
Yeah.
But like, right, you know, Christmas coming up, like I was getting a bunch of gifts. My birthday is on the 21st, so, mm-hmm. You know, all of that.
Yeah, one of those December babies.
Yeah, we're all Sagittariuses.
Don't I know it?
I know. Watch
Don't
out, Gia.
I know it.
And then we had Christmas and my birthday, and like,
yes,
she met her Nana. She met her big brother. We brought her to the dogs, right? And we brought her little thing home, and I took a
to
shower.
The what?
To the dogs.
Donks? What's a donk?
A dog.
Oh, dog.
Dog.
Okay, got it.
Oh, my fucking God.
You said...
Dog. The dog.
Oh, like, the dogs.
Him, yeah.
Ah, oh, jeez. He threw me.
I brought him to
he
the
totally
little
threw
dogs.
Me. Did I ever tell you? Hey, by the way, I'm wrong. There is one more. I've got four Dougs in my life. I figured out another one. I got a guy named Doug who lives right behind me, behind the alley. He's Doug.
He's Doug behind the alley.
He's Doug. He's neighborhood Doug.
He's the guy that lives behind the alley.
Everybody needs a Doug. That's all
oh
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe. That's all I know.
Everyone needs a Doug.
Come on.
So, oh my gosh, dude, I'm sorry. Yeah, we brought the thing home to the dogs just like you did with Lo.
Got
your
it.
Dog.
Okay, got
to
it,
let
got
her
got
to it. Let her smell it, right? You think you guys
True.
Did that?
Yeah, we did for sure. Yeah, I brought her hat. She's wearing a little stocking, one of those little beanies. And so I brought that home.
Oh my gosh.
Let her smell it. Yeah.
You know what they dressed Gia up in?
Hmm.
A little Christmas hat that someone knitted.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw
that photo. So cute, man. I can't even tell you. I'm such a girl dad now. I'm like, whatever this little princess needs.
We're both girl dads.
I feel like we're learning. Do you feel like you're learning a ton, like every day?
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Yeah.
Primarily that I've completely lost control. I have no control over anything any longer. In other words, that baby controls so much. I'm exaggerating, but if you think about it, she can pretty much control you and have you do whatever she wants you to do. At least for now.
Forever, bro. You're done.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though. Yeah. I mean, stuff gets figured out as time goes on, but right now at this state, it's like completely at your...
You're sleeping when she sleeps. End of story.
Yep, end of story.
Dad, you think you, Dad, you think you're gonna sleep when you want to sleep? Mm-mm. Are you guys bottle feeding her yet?
Yeah, we Angie has pumped probably four or five times, and I'll do the bottle feeding. I'll give her some reprieve. You know, like 2-3 in the morning, she'll wake up, and I'll go bottle feed her.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you go. We have to play. I'm in, Patrick. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
We haven't started bottle feeding her. She's still too young. We still keep her going.
Yeah, understood. I mean, she's breastfeeding more than she's bottle feeding, but actually, it's. So
yeah, because oh my gosh, do that where you guys go to bed at 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Angie wakes up at midnight. Does the first one, you do the second shift, and that way you both get 6 hours.
Yeah, I mean it's manageable. There's no doubt about it, and you can see how she's sleeping more in patterns now, and you know, and I think we can shape that, right? So we can flip the fact that she's sleeping a ton during the day and not as much during the night. You know what I'm saying?
We got that problem too. How about this? How's the snoo going?
The snoo, I feel as if the snoo is probably something that one should have. I do think that it helps her fall asleep. You know, just it's just like, you know, you're shaking a kid, if you will. Lightly.
Rocking a kid would be the correct term. You're not going to shake a baby.
My bad. Yeah, rocking it. So it's kind of rocking, but anyway. And then it has sound effects, right? It's smart enough that it can recognize when the baby is upset.
Yep.
And not only will it shake, not only will it rock her faster, but the audio becomes a little more chaotic, and it's something. And sometimes it works. Sometimes I'm pulling away going, that's bullshit. You know what I mean? But I'm glad we have it.
Yeah. So I
think the thing that probably disrupts the baby more than anything is, as you know, you have to swaddle. And Violet, at least, she's all about, you know, giving the touchdowns all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Touchdown, yeah. Right? Stretch.
Yeah.
And to be tied down.
Yeah, you have to be tied down. Yeah. You can do it over.
I think that's what keeps, that wakes her up more than anything.
True. Well,
but you got to have it, right? It's the way it's got to be.
Absolutely. So I would agree with you, because we got it too. And I like the app. Yeah. The app tracks everything so we can see it.
Angie uses that. Yep.
Yep.
Always yells at me for not turning it off.
Would you pull her up and then you don't turn it off?
Yeah, and I just walk away with the baby. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. I do that too. And then the other thing is too, Patrick, Gia also started doing that with her hands. But we just forced her to do it from right away. Like, we're not going to let her get away with putting her hands up, because it doesn't work, because she wakes herself up. But the other thing is, too, the only reason she wakes up is because she's hungry. So it is working, even though she wants to have her hands. And she sleeps in other places during the day and has her hands up. So, you know, she gets away with it, that little scutch.
Scutch.
Little scutch.
What's a scutch?
It's like a Scottish term.
Little scutch.
Like scutch. It's like a, I don't know. I have to look it up. Oh, my God.
How do you spell my
I don't know. My grandma used to say
it. Scutch. I like it. A little scutch. I'm going to steal that. I don't even know I don't care if it has meaning or not. I'm going to use it. It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Scutch. You little scutch, you.
Scutch. Scooch.
Get over here, you little scutch, you.
Definition. It looks. Okay. Let's see. Scutch. You can scooch over.
That's what? Not it. Scooch That's over not over
it.
There.
That's not it. Scooch over. I'll have to ask my dad what that means. Oh, no, it's an Italian-American term. Scooch.
Found it.
Scoochamand. Scoochamento. Scoochatore.
So the scooch is scooch for all that, basically?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Scooch is for all of them.
And how would you spell it?
Everyone. S-C-O-O-C-H.
Oh, interesting.
But the same thing as scooch.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Well, that's scooch.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. The Italian American household. So it is an Italian term.
Oh, well, sounds like it, I think, right? Scooch. Although
I'll have to look it up a little bit more. Which means, unsurprisingly, pain in the ass.
Oh, pain in the arse.
The word standard Italian would be scucciatore, which means, unsurprisingly, pain in the ass. The root of all of it being scucciatar, which means to annoy.
Ah. Scooch-a-tap.
So it is not a good term. Hey, little Italian-American lesson here
little
today.
Scooch. Get over here, little scooch.
The word of the day here is scooch.
Bottom line, I like it. I'm going to use it.
I know. It is a good term. Oh, man.
I like it a lot. Well, so what, as far as, you know, being acclimating back into your, you know, to work and to all of that. How's that gone?
So I took the whole rest of the year off from that Thursday.
Perfect. Perfect.
So honestly, from the 8th and 17th until the first 3 days of the new year, I'm not working. Nice. So, which is cool. Like all my coworkers, we put a lot of work in over the last 3 months to start to help with this company, for me to start up with this company.
Yeah.
And so they didn't mind at all. Plus we got a major sale the day I've told you that the day, yep. that Friday of Gia's birth.
So awesome.
I was like,
what a great day.
I know. What a great day. What a great day. And if that doesn't tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ is watching over me and my family, I don't know what does.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's, so blessed.
Well done.
Thanks, man. But yeah, well thanks done, for asking. I mean, things are going well. How about you? I mean, you're kind of working a little bit more. Are you working currently?
I mean, I've got a client right now.
I mean, it's the holiday season, so, you know.
What's that? Yeah, and I've got three really good opportunities that are right in front of me. But ultimately, it's been nice because I've been able to be home a lot.
True.
You know, not only it's just a whole thing to get used to, you know that it's just whole different lifestyle, and you know, it just is. And so I've been able to acclimate into that pretty well. I mean, it's been a month or so, and I've, from a work standpoint and being at home, I've been able to be home a lot that's more than
nice.
Normal
that's yeah. nice
yeah
2 months ago, if you went back in time and talked to yourself on this podcast, you remember we asked that question, what our future selves might say to us?
That's right.
What That's do right. you think you would go back and tell your past self 1 month past in to having Violet here?
Ooh, that's a great question, man. My past self. I mean, this sounds almost too simple, but I would tell my past self to rest up, in other words, be prepared to not control your sleep any longer, you know. So prepare yourself however you can for that.
Yeah, I think that's what you said.
I know.
Before, I think you hit it on the head. You've said it. I agree. I wouldn't say that for me, but I agree with you that it is tiring. I got to say also that Carrie's the one that I wake up and change the diaper, and then she feeds her. And there's nothing else we can do right now to switch.
Right.
No, she has to feed her.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks for her. So I am still sleeping a good amount.
Yeah, and so am I. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Angie is too, because she's not working either, and so she can – but you're right. I mean, she's doing all of the
the lifting,
the hard work, the heavy lifting is being done by the whiff. No doubt about it.
The whiff. No, I'd probably go back to my past self and say a couple months ago, you're more prepared than you realize.
Ah, yeah, that's good.
That's how I feel.
I wish I would have said that.
You can have it, Patrick. So I guess that should be the saying tonight at the end of the podcast. You're more prepared than you realize.
I'm more prepared than I realize. Yeah, that's yes. I would have told myself the same thing. Although I feel like I was pretty calm throughout the whole thing. I do think that's, you know, that would be something to be, it'd be neat to say.
I just think with Devin, and he's been great too. He's been such a good big brother. He kind of wants to learn a little bit too. He wants to like learn how to take care of the baby and make sure she's okay. And like, I gave him a monster knife, like a hunting knife.
Oh,
I gave Devin a monster hunting knife.
Really?
For a gift. And I said, look, this is from me.
Uh-huh.
This is a knife. It's symbolic. I'm going to hold it onto it because it's super sharp.
Got it.
It's yours. That you are now the protector of Gia.
Oh,
and he's like, okay. And I just kind of kept it quiet between us. And then I was like,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then we gave him the Oculus on my birthday because I wanted to play with it with him. And I was like, God. But we gave it to him for his Christmas gift. But we wanted to give it to him a little early because he wasn't going to get it to play with it. Anyway, sorry. Let's go off track. I go off track so easily.
No problem. It happens. So you brought it up, but are you still playing the Oculus as much as you were before?
Oh yeah.
Okay, just wondering.
Yeah, okay. So the theory about me not playing, I gotta say, I don't have as much time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not working. Working. As soon as work starts, forget it.
Right. Throw a baby in the mix, forget about it.
Yeah, throw a baby, throw a kid, throw the new year, 2021, new job, forget it. I'm not gonna have any time.
It's a lot. Got a lot going on. I'm glad you were able to take 2 weeks off, dude.
Me too.
What's up? Biddy, biddy, beep, beep, biddy, biddy, beep, beep.
Carrie's here.
Yeah, I can hear her. Hi, Carrie.
Say hi, babe.
Hi. Hi.
Come on.
Hello.
Show Patrick.
Hey, Hero's still here.
Yeah, Hero's here. Patrick, what do you think?
What?
Do you like the dress?
Yeah, Lucy, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
What do you think? Easily.
Like it better than the sweater and jeans?
I think, why don't we do that? I like it. I like them both equally. The buttons open on the bottom there. I like it better than the sweater and the jeans. I think it's more elegant. And you look really cute.
Elegant. That's a good word.
Thanks. Patrick likes elegant.
That's a great word. Elegant.
Okay. Anyway, continue. Here you go.
So, I think one thing we should do as kind of a parting of ways is we should thank one final time Adrian Culp for the use of his book throughout.
Thank God for right? Adrian Culp.
Yeah. I mean, I really learned a lot from that dude. And I felt we were talking about being prepared, right? Going back to your former, being able to go back and talk to that guy. I think a lot of my preparation or feeling prepared is due to reading his book.
I absolutely agree. I also think taking those classes that we took, yeah. I mean, the ones that Carrie and I took, mm-hmm. made me really, really prepared. And like, I was honestly, some of the nurses were like, dude, you know a lot. And I was like,
is that right?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Carrie, like Lamaze and stuff? When you say those other classes, what do you mean?
We took like parenting classes and birthing classes that were 2.5 hours long online.
Yeah. Got it.
Remember when
got
I read
it.
All
yeah.
the.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. My bad. Yeah.
There was a ton of information in those. And I was. You know, obviously not everything is for us, but having a little girl, like knowing, you know, the vernix, the hair, the,
right.
you know, being prepared the in Lanuga. That sense. The Lanuga. Right. I brought that out in the operating room, in the birth room.
Really?
Yeah.
You dropped Lanuga?
Yeah. And they were like, whoa. Oh, I was like, yeah, what's up,
you're,
guys?
You're like, hey, this guy's different than the rest.
And everybody fell in love with my wife. All the nurses loved my wife. Everybody. So
that doesn't surprise you, does it?
Not at all. It was a great experience. They were super nice.
That's great. Yeah, we had the same thing. Same exact experience.
So
very, very emotional, very just I wouldn't change any of it. Other than my damn recording. Quitting. That's it. That's the only thing that I would change. Just saying.
So I had, not only did I have the video camera going, but I also recorded it on my phone too, Patrick.
Oh.
Because I was like, I need to make sure that if one fails, I have a fail safe.
Hey, right?
So.
I'm a cautionary tale, Joe.
That's okay. That's why we're here for Doug.
Right.
When Doug's ready to have a baby.
No, I don't want to. Hear you make the same mistake, Doug.
Speaking about being pregnant again, like, we kind of want to go. We're already starting to think, like, okay,
yeah,
when's the next time?
If you're gonna have another one, do it right away.
Kind of feeling that way.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I also want a boy. It would be great to have a boy. Yeah. Boy, girl, boy. Boy, girl, boy. Boom, boom, boom.
Boy, girl, boy, girl. Is that what you're saying?
Boy, girl,
you want three.
Boy. Yeah, with Devin. Okay.
Oh, duh. Got it. My bad.
Yeah. Sorry.
No problem.
But anyway, so this, dude, I'm so excited to be back. We're back.
Yeah.
Keep this going. I think we should keep going.
Well, and, this is one of the, I'm sorry to just cut you right off, but
no, please.
This reminds me of a moment that we were, I don't know, this is probably 2 months ago or something. And I texted you and I said, hey, listen, our true value might come out, after they were born. right? And, you know, we went into it with a kind of a before they were born mindset.
Yeah.
You know, and going through that process and talking about it and reading a book and passing along tips. But, you know, it very well could be that our value is more so after they were born. So that's my hope anyway.
We've reached a threshold.
And yes.
That threshold has now endless possibilities past it.
Well said.
We're really entering a new frontier for new old dads.
Right. Because
frankly, we're still new, we're still old, and we're still girl dads. So no matter what, and we gotta have that, and not to mention we have to have Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
On. Yeah, we're not. I'm not saying what he had. But we got to have Cooper on for his take and stuff like that. But I'm learning so much that I think every week we need to talk about this stuff because, yep. Oh my gosh. I don't know. The way Carrie takes care of Gia, the car seat thing, you know, I was super prepared for the car seats.
Me too.
She's, you know, bundled up what Gia likes, you know, it's very idiosyncrasized to what she wants all the time. So,
all the time.
Just figuring that out for yourself and your kid.
Have you had some pretty substantial blowouts?
No blowouts, but a couple of times where you're like,
"You will, my friend."
Yeah, no doubt.
You will.
Oh, man. Yeah, no blowouts.
I have. Can you tell I have? Because I have.
Yeah, how many have you had? Jesus.
Actually, I think Angie's had more than me, but I've definitely come across 3 or 4 where I've opened it up and did that. Whoa, look at you.
It's just like the whole back, everything up the back.
Straight up blowout.
No, not yet. She's still got little tiny poops.
Yeah, good. A lot. Good. That's a good thing.
The black tar poop was crazy.
I know.
Oh my God, it's sticky and it like gets to her butt and you gotta like, and then that's like the first day and I'm like, oh my God.
Kind of like a molasses type thing. It was really strange. Yeah. I thought that was really something. That's just part of it. Part of everybody's pregnancy. I'm assuming everybody, right?
Yep. Using a little bit of, you know, diaper rash balm to take care of her little underneath parts because she's getting pretty raw, you know, because she's pooping all the time. She's eating. She's latching on real good. So she eventually did latch on, by the way.
Yeah, good.
And Carrie produces a ton of milk, like a ton. And like it's kind of crazy because Carrie's not even pumping that much. And she's still like when she feeds on one side, the other side will produce like 4 ounces.
Really?
And we're like, what the hell? So we're really blessed because as soon as that happens, we freeze it.
Yeah,
we start having it.
I know. Good on you. Hey, I have a tip for you.
Go get a tip.
So we're call it 5 weeks in, and we discovered from Angie asking the doctor, we ran out of newborn diapers.
Diapers, right? Yeah.
And we were like, well, should we go buy some more? Because we still have just a ton of diapers for the next size up, right? Whatever that is. I couldn't even...
One. It's one.
And so Angie asked and said, hey, could we use this next size up diaper? And they were like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And so there you go. So we're using the next size up because we can. And it works fine.
Yeah, but it's all dependent on Violet. See, like, I would never be able to use it on Gia yet.
No. No, not yet.
Yeah,
like I said, I can't believe my kid was as big as yours not too long ago, and all of a sudden, bam, you put them side by side, it's like, no way. It's crazy.
We got a cool picture.
Right around the corner for you.
We really got some cool pictures, dude. So, well, listen, Patrick, I think that's a good update. I mean, it's so exciting. I'm over the moon.
Good. I love her. I am too. Yeah, good. I'm glad you're happy as shit, because I'm happy as shit, brother.
Me too, man. We're going to keep this going. And if Doug, if you want to keep listening, man, you're more than welcome. We might be back. We'll be back.
Happy holidays, Doug.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you, Patrick. What a year this year has been.
Right?
We're not going to do that. Listen, God bless you if you made it through 2020.
Amen.
Holy
pandemic shit. Still going on.
Still. It's never. They found a new strain in London.
Dude. I know. The whole pregnancy was a pandemic. Has been.
Start to finish. Oh, right. That's a good transition here for the end is I gotta I got a little Etsy onesie that I had ordered. I told Carrie to open it when it got here.
Yeah.
And it says, they didn't stay 6 feet apart.
Ooh, keep that to yourself, Joe. Keep that to yourself.
You're great, Patrick. Hey, man, Happy New Year. I love you.
Love you too, dude.
What's the saying we're supposed to say? You're more prepared.
Hope is not a strategy. What?
I like it. Go for it.
No, you. We were. There was something that you were.
You're more prepared than you realize.
You're more prepared than you realize is what you would have told yourself if you could go back. Yes. I like it.
All right, everybody. Love you, Patrick. See you next time.
Later.
Late.
Good night, buddy.